Next, David discusses the roles that alternative health practices play in healing and the importance of how recognizing divinity contributes to wellness.
Those things, I think, are, I don't call them peripheral, I call them central. In other words, you would try all the obvious available things first, and then if they don't work, you would go to a regular general physical doctor. I would do it in the other way. See, a lot of people, first they go to the physical doctor and then the other. I often try the more spiritual dimensions and other healing modalities first, and then if it doesn't work, I go and see a doctor. Many of the cases I saw had been treated just physically, and sometimes not even adequately physically. And then mentally, we depended on the psychology involved in the particular case. But then the spiritual dimension was missing in almost all of them. And once we added the spiritual dimension, you saw recoveries. Some of those recoveries occurred almost within seconds. And somebody who was capable of seeing the spirit and recognizing the spirit within them and addressed love and respect for the inner spirit reached a means of communication with the person. I saw patients that were treated all over the place and given up as hopeless, actually laying on the floor. And I looked at that person, and then I asked God to reveal the truth of the spirit of the person, and suddenly I saw their spirit, and their spirit got that the divine was aware of their existence. And all of a sudden, the person got up off the floor and was recovered. That happened many times, many times. Hopeless case, you would see the God within in them, the spirit of God within. So the divine within you recognized the divinity of the entity, and once that recognition occurred, the person recovered. Sometimes within seconds, actually within seconds. I can remember many a case. Brought in pretty hopeless, and I looked at them, and there was that magical bang, you know, and I wasn't telling them anything. This is all psychic. This is all within myself. The spirit within me calls on the spirit within the patient, and then I may verbally acknowledge it because the exclamation of joy at the discovery of the oneness of divinity within the two of us leads to a spontaneous wow. And that wow is just a flit of joy going through you when you recognize that they recognize what's within you and that you're recognizing what's within them. I'm sure that's what Mother Teresa did on the streets of India. She recognized the divinity within them. So that mutual recognition of divinity is what accounted for the recovery of her hopeless cases in the streets of Calcutta. A lot of times they do, they miss the open door. But they may gain it again later in life. The fact they didn't catch it that time around, they're not through with life yet. So all physical, mental, and spiritual, you time it at the decades of life and your age and the readiness for the various. And an experienced clinician can tell right away what they're ready for at this point and what they're needful of. And that includes the family. Very often the family has to be included before there is a recovery. Is one's degree of sophistication and awareness that that is possible, and also motivation. Most people are just satisfied with a symptom relief. That's as far as they're interested in going. It's a more mature person that sees everything in life as an opportunity to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually, to grow spiritually and psychologically and philosophically. That's a more sophisticated, advanced person, sees everything as a philosophic opportunity. You can watch the news and disagree, but also wish to understand philosophically how do they see it that way? What is their philosophic position that allows them to see it that way? That's why politics is interesting. A lot of people don't like politics, but I like it because of the philosophic, psychological conditions and the limitations of man's understandings. It's a great area for interaction. You get one chronic ailment, and it's amazing all the discoveries it can lead you to. Migraine was one of the major ones I had. I had headaches during childhood, and migraines were a very major part of my limitations of life. I found a chiropractor, and of course, most medical doctors poo-poo chiropractor. Well, I tell a doctor who poo-poos it, if you have migraine headaches, you won't poo-poo whatever will heal it, including chiropractors. So I had a chiropractor in town. And I went to see him, and he would just jerk my head twice. Wow, one way, then wow, the other way, and the migraine would disappear. Gee whiz, thank God for that chiropractor in town. So for several years, every time I got a migraine, I'd just go and see him. Within 15 minutes, I was cured. Then all of a sudden, he up and left town with no advance warning and no forwarding address. Good God. Here I am in town with chronic migraines, and my magic healer has disappeared. Well, I was driving my old truck down around the border of Arizona, and I passed a sign, and it said chiropractor. So I thought, wow. So I pulled in to see this chiropractor, and he was a country-style chiropractor. And he poked me around a little bit, and he says, well, what we need to do is put a half-inch lift in your left shoe because your spine is slightly out of alignment, and that's what's causing your migraines. Well, that was about the least sophisticated diagnosis I had ever heard. I'd seen a neurologist. I'd seen every expert in the world. And he's telling me all you got to do is put a half-inch lift in your left shoe. I mean, that's hysterical. I'm going to take off my left shoe right now and show you. As you can see, I have a half-inch lift in my left shoe, and therefore I have no headache today. And if I didn't have this little half-inch thing, I wouldn't be here because I'd have a migraine headache. So what the sophisticated public discards is honoring clinical wisdom. This little guy just said, your spine is a little bit off. All day long, a little bit off like that, and up as a migraine. So I am a very happy recoverer from migraine by virtue of a half-inch lift in my left shoe. See, if you really want to get well, then you'll accept anybody's suggestion. So if somebody told me, you know, washing your hair with cranberry juice would help migraine, I would try it, being flexible. So people recover and benefit in life if they let go of arrogance and preset opinions. If somebody tells me something with goodwill and they tell me it works, I'm very happy to try it and see if, with goodwill if it works. And why not? I've recovered from a lot of ailments, and the information came from diverse sources way up in the Andes, 10,000 feet. Somebody would say something, and I would say, wow, by God, I applied it in my life, and the benefit was for many, many decades after that. So inner humility. That's one of the basic tenets of 12-step programs, is to let go of opinionation and arrogance and to become flexible and teachable, to become teachable, the capacity to hear and to learn from what you hear. And then I think your generosity and your goodwill towards others comes back to you, comes back to you. So the willingness to help others in pain leads you to the discovery of the cures for many things. And then when you yourself need it, there it is, because you sought it out for someone else. So I always tell everybody who's got migraine headache all about trying a half-inch lift.